Russia now moving naval forces toward Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, as Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from Kiev.
Three Russian warships carrying troops, tanks, and other armored units have entered the Black Sea. Some fear this could be another invasion force, possibly targeting the port city of Odessa, Ukraine's third largest city and a major tourist destination.
After meeting Monday with Russia's President Putin, French President Macron visiting Ukraine yesterday, the Kremlin is denying it's made any deals with Macron to de-escalate the crisis. Congress working on a bipartisan package of sanctions against Russia, Senate Majority Leader Schumer.
To pass a full, strong sanctions bill before any invasion, and God forbid there be an invasion, would take away the disincentive from Russia invading.
President Biden has pledged to stop the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline between Russia and Germany if there is an invasion of Ukraine. But Senate Republican Leader McConnell believes that would be too late.
I think it's going to be a serious deterrent if it's executed before the invasion. Not after.
The House has passed that stopgap spending measure to continue the government's spending authority into next month. The Senate will consider it next. The Homeland Security Secretary in L.A. yesterday checking on Super Bowl security.
We are taking measures that are both seen and unseen. Of course, we have our personnel ensuring the screening of everyone and everything that enters the perimeter of SoFi Stadium.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no known credible threats to the game. They finally played the Star-Spangled Banner at the Winter Olympics in China. American snowboarder Lindsay Jacobellis has won the gold medal in the snowboard cross event. It's the first gold for the U.S. team in Beijing. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another blue state apparently ready to modify its mask mandate. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
I'm pleased with the fact that we are at nearly a third of where we were when we were at our peak in terms of hospitalizations. Our hospitals are actually in much better shape now.
An announcement expected from the governor as early as today, loosening masks in public places in Illinois, but not in schools. At the school board meeting in Loudoun County, Virginia last night, board members getting an earful from students about masks.
God did not intend for us to walk around with a diaper on our face. This is no way to learn a foreign language or play a musical instrument, much less sing in a chorus.
In the end, the rule is really just a tool for compliance. It has nothing to do with common sense, law, or science.
The students tried to give the board cease and desist paperwork, but no board member would accept it. The Loudoun County School Board is continuing to require students wear masks, despite Governor Youngkin's executive order leaving that decision up to parents. The Justice Department says it has seized billions of dollars in stolen cryptocurrency that was taken in a hack of a virtual currency exchange in 2016, and as Fox's Grinnell Scott reports, busting a New York couple.
The Department of Justice says Ilya Lichtenstein and Heather Morgan have been arrested on two conspiracy counts, money laundering and defrauding the United States. Their alleged theft dates back to a Bitcoin exchange breach in 2016. The DOJ said the couple walked away with $71 million in cryptocurrency then. Its value today, $4.5 billion in Bitcoin. $3.6 billion of that has now been seized. Investigators say fake IDs and computer programs were used to move that money around, while some of it was spent on personal expenses. Convictions could mean up to 25 years in prison. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.